HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While former President Trump paid his respects at yesterday's wake of a fallen NYPD officer, for President Biden, it was all about the money. Mr. Biden raking in a record $26 million at a Radio City fundraiser in New York. Former Presidents Clinton and Obama on hand for that. Also on hand, hundreds of anti-Israel demonstrators who showed up to protest. It will not be easy, and it certainly will not happen overnight. Maryland Governor Wes Moore's take on the reopening of the crucial Port of Baltimore and the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
This work will not just take weeks. We have a very long road ahead of us. We understand that, and we're prepared.
Engineering experts guesstimate replacing the bridge could take anywhere from 18 months to several years and will cost at least $400 million, perhaps twice that amount. Also at SRNnews.com, a drop in illegal border crossings does not necessarily mean a drop in illegal aliens coming into the U.S.
Every Senate Democrat voted against an amendment that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for illegal immigrant flights into the U.S. According to a union president, many more taxpayer dollars will be used. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the Biden administration is artificially reducing the number of illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border. Speaking to the New York Post, he said the administration is copying a move that was common during the Obama presidency, flying illegals into the United States so that the border does not look as out of control. The union president called the plan just a bait and switch. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Wall Street traders have this Good Friday off. The stock market ended trading yesterday with the Dow advancing 47 points, closing just above 39,807. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in one Virginia locality will be celebrating on Sunday.
Easter, you might think? No. The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors has designated Sunday as Transgender Visibility Day. On a unanimous vote, the board has selected the holiest day on the Christian calendar to celebrate transgenderism. Fairfax County has already designated June as LGBT Pride Month and October as LGBT History Month. The county is predominantly Democrat and it borders Washington, D.C. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government is asking a court to halt California's enforcement of a rule requiring prison guards to be clean-shaven, saying it amounts to religious discrimination. Muslims, Sikhs, and some other Americans wear beards as an expression of their faith, and the California statute would bar them from working in the prisons. The State Corrections Department is defending its policy. This is SRN News. Well, they're out to save the strays of Old San Juan.
A nonprofit organization has sued the U.S. National Park Service over a plan to remove Puerto Rico's famous stray cats from a historic district in the U.S. territory. The lawsuit filed by Maryland-based Alley Cat Allies comes 4 months after the federal agency announced it would contract an animal welfare organization to remove an estimated 200 cats that live in an area surrounding a historic seaside fortress in Old San Juan. The organization announced the lawsuit on Thursday. Keith Peters reporting.
Today marks 1 year since American journalist Evan Gerskovich was arrested in Russia accused of spying. Since then, his detention has repeatedly been extended. Gerskovich, his employer, as well as the U.S. government, all deny the espionage allegations demanding his release. Gerskovich's mother says despite very harsh conditions, her son has proven quite resilient. SRNnews.com.